Hello, Chris from the Matchday Previews. I am currently standing in St Peter's Cemetery of Dalbeth, where I will hopefully going to be beginning soon the ceremony for Dan Doyle's new headstone. Previously he's been in an unmarked grave, so it's possibly long overdue. Also buried here, Jimmy McGrory, who died in 82. I've just been up and had a quick look at his grave, so quite a good turnout, so we'll see how this got up. Hopefully this will be the first of many good deeds that the Celtic Grave Society does. So talk to you later.
You want to know the history. You want to honour the players and the founding fathers who need a ghetto club for them to feed the Irish into one of the biggest clubs in world football. It's fitting today in the 124th anniversary of the recent community club we're here. That was the day the club was formed in the constitution. We're here to honour Dan Doyle, a man we've chosen. He was the very first team that ever won the Scottish Cup. He was the very first Celtic team to win the league title. He actually played the very first game he was ever played in Celtic Park. He played for Hibs against Cowlairs on the 8th of May 1888. Fitting to the gathered today, Peter's Dalbeth, treasure trove of Celtic history. Second only to Celtic Park itself, where over 25 of our founding fathers and great names from the past are buried. Names like Dr. John Conway, who kicked the first ball at the Celtic Park, is buried just over there. Joseph Shaughnessy from the first committee. John Glass, Brother Walter's right-hand man. Pat Welsh, who visited the Maileys in Taskart, along with John Glass and Brother Walter, buried over there. John O'Hara, first ever secretary of the club. John McLaughlin, first ever chairman of the club, all buried within these walls. Legends, Jimmy McGrory, Jimmy McMenemy, Johnny Campbell, Sandy McMahon, all buried in Dalbeth. What a forward line that would have been. Sadly, many lie in unmarked graves or under headstones in need of repair. This is a wrong which needs to put right, and this is where the Celtic Grave Society was born. Without the endeavours of many of those who lie at peace in this cemetery, there would be no Celtic. Think just for a second how empty our lives would be without Celtic. We realise how important it is to ensure everyone who built our club and represented our club are a member for future generations in a fitting manner and mark graves where we can pay homage to them. In the society's short life so far, we found the resting places and the first ever Celtic team. We've discovered 12,000 fathers and ex-players who lie in unmarked graves. With your support and kind donations from the Cherrydale Street Charity Fund, the Jumbo Boys, 12 memorial stones have been purchased, and we announced in shortly a programme of events to ensure that all graves are marked and memories are preserved. The Society are honoured today to welcome Peter Lawwell, Chief Executive of Celtic Football Club. Peter has had another engagement today at St Michael's at annual mass, but he feels so much about this that he's made himself available here today. He also has to rush away to Hampden for the protest. Jim Craig has agreed to be the Celtic Grave Society patron and needs no introduction. Lisbon Line, the two words that say it all. Mary Round, the biographer of Dan Doyle's book, is inviting all our honoured guests to say a few words before we invite and Senior Smith to give a blessing before flowers can be laid and participating. We're deeply honoured that Monsignor is present to maintain the unbreakable link between Celtic FC and St Mary's, and we are thrilled that Monsignor has been invited to today's game as a VIP guest of the club in the director's box. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite Celtic Football Club Chief Executive Peter Lawwell to say a few words.
Indebted to people like Brendan and the guys who keep